You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, demensia adalah penyebab kematian kedua tertinggi di antara warga Australia secara keseluruhan dan penyebab kematian utama bagi para wanita Australia. Sekarang untuk pertama kalinya, Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia atau WHO telah mengeluarkan saran untuk mengadopsi gaya hidup sehat yang dapat mengurangi risiko terkena demensia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Ellen Lee. Saat ini hampir setengah juta warga Australia hidup dengan demensia dan jumlah itu meningkat setiap hari. Demensia bukanlah salah satu penyakit spesifik, namun merupakan sekumpulan gejala yang disebabkan oleh gangguan yang mempengaruhi otak. Ini mempengaruhi pemikiran, perilaku dan kemampuan untuk melakukan tugas sehari-hari cukup untuk mengganggu kehidupan sosial atau kerja normal dari seseorang. Margaret Loudon berusia 91 tahun, namun putrinya yang hanya berusia 50-an menderita penyakit Alzheimer, salah satu bentuk dari demensia.
Terrible. And it's so tragic when you're so young. I mean, I didn't even realize you could have it that early. I can't think what actually she's had it about a year and a half now. And it's awful. She was so energetic.
Sekarang World Health Organization atau WHO telah mengeluarkan pedoman baru untuk merekomendasikan cara untuk mengurangi risiko penurunan kognitif dan demensia. Juru bicara WHO, Dr. Nerja Chaudhry, mengatakan biaya demensia sangat tinggi.
We now know that there are 50 million people currently worldwide with dementia, and this number is set to triple by 2050. We also know that dementia causes devastating impacts on the person with the illness, but also for family and caregivers, and it has broader social and economic impacts. The cost of dementia annually is set to rise to $2 trillion by 2030.
Dr. Chaudhry mengatakan orang dapat mengurangi risiko demensia dengan berolahraga secara teratur, tidak merokok, menghindari gangguan ke alkohol yang berbahaya, mengendalikan berat badan, makan makanan yang sehat, dan menjaga tekanan darah, kolesterol, dan kadar gula darah agar tetap sehat.
So the advice for the general public is that actually what is good for your heart is good for your brain. So a lot of the things that will reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease, for example, heart disease and stroke, will also reduce your risk for dementia.
Associate Professor Michael Woodward adalah penasihat medis kehormatan dari Demensia Australia. Ia mengatakan kepada SBS News, panduan adalah nasihat pertama untuk memperlambat pengaruh demensia dan penurunan konektif atau cara berbicara.
This is the first time the WHO put it into international guidelines and also offered resources to facilitate that in other countries, perhaps those that have a less robust health system than we have here in Australia. So yes, it is a new approach, but it's, if you like, news and information that's been around for some time.
Profesor Woodward mengatakan itu merupakan masalah dunia di mana setiap detik seseorang dimanapun ia berada didiagnosis terkena sejenis penyakit demensia. Ia mengatakan umur rata-rata penduduk dunia semakin meningkat, demikian juga dengan jumlah kasus demensia juga meningkat.
Well, there's no doubt that the whole world is aging, and more so in the Asia Pacific region. In fact, the most rapidly aging populations are the largest populations, China and India, and therefore have the most rapidly increasing number of people with dementia. So it is a problem of aging. It's probably also true to say that certain of our lifestyle factors have not helped.
Angka yang dikeluarkan oleh Australian Bureau of Statistics pada permulaan tahun ini menunjukkan 2/3 penduduk Australia mengalami masalah berat badan atau obes. Profesor Woodward mengatakan bahwa hal itu akan menjadi masalah di masa depan.
Being a little overweight, particularly in our older years, is not such a bad thing. But certainly being obese at any age and probably being overweight in our middle life is not good. So we can do something about that. We can do something about our physical exercise. We can increase that. Probably a minimum of about 20 minutes 5 times a week is sufficient. We need to also look at our mental activity, keeping our brain stimulated. We need to remain socially engaged. And we need to have a good diet, which of course can also impact on our weight.
Dr. Chaudhry dari WHO mengharapkan panduan itu akan dijadikan alat bagi para pakar kesehatan di seluruh dunia untuk menangani masalah kesehatan yang semakin menantang.
This rise in global numbers of people with dementia and the burden of the illness, as well as the fact that currently there is no cure for the illness, makes it extremely important for us to focus our attention on reducing the risk of dementia. And that's where these guidelines are important. They provide healthcare providers with the information they need, which is based on the latest evidence of what they can do to help people reduce their risk for this illness.
Professor Woodward mengatakan, jika kita dapat memperlambat proses ini dengan cara pencegahan yang diajukan oleh WHO, akan memberikan dampak positif yang besar.
Well, even if we can delay the onset of dementia by about 5 years, will reduce the total number by about 50%, which is a massive impact on what we might see as a tsunami of dementia coming upon us in the future. You know, we worry about things like global warming, all very important. We worry about terrorism, again, all very important. But we need to be aware that dementia is soon going to be the main cause of death in our society. It's going to cause incredible cost in Australia. It's already close to $10 billion a year, and that's going up rapidly. So we need to be concerned about dementia and do what we can now.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.